French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is grapes. Over my head on my writing desk, I have a pen holder with the iconic graphic of the sun-made raisin girl. She wears a broad sunbonnet and holds a large basket of luscious grapes. I carried a small box of those raisins in my lunchbox to grade school many days growing up. The primary way I consume grapes in this age is of a more fermented kind. Pottery vessels have been found with traces of wine dating back to 6,000 BC in the northern Zagros Mountains of what is now Iran. There are biblical references to wine, including the first miracle at Canaan when Jesus turned water into wine at the wedding feast. Noah planted a vineyard on Mount Ararat after the flood, and it is not only the first recorded vineyard owner, but also the first recorded drunk, having consumed too much of his own wine. We love grapes in the fresh form, too, of course. They beckon us with their vibrant colors and seem to exude a naturally sweet, yet health-promoting joy. I'd like to get a bag and then put them on the cup holder area of our car so I can consume them on the ride back home. You can easily shut down the temptations of a sugary, creamy frappuccino once you've had a few handfuls of grapes descend into your growling stomach. They are not for single-use snacking alone. Put them into almost any kind of salad. Their bite size makes them an excellent match to the creamy richness of any blue cheese or zippy ranch salad dressing. One of the recipes sweeping the internet these days is for sheet pan chicken. If you make the one with the slightly salty olives and sweet grapes, it sings. Amanda Klutt, writing for CNN, informs us that while many of us tune in to watch the ball drop in Times Square on New Year's Eve, the people of Spain watch the broadcast from Puerta del Sol in Madrid, where revelers gather in front of the square's clock tower to ring in the new year. Those out in the square and those watching at home partake in an annual tradition. At the stroke of midnight, they eat one grape for every toll of the clock bell. Some even prep their grapes, peeling and seeding them to make sure they will be as efficient as possible when midnight comes. The month of January is named for the Roman god Janus. He is usually represented artistically in paintings and sculptures as a twin, simultaneously facing the past and what is yet to come. Some say Janus was depicted in this fashion due to the notion that doors and gates face in two directions, and that January is the door or gate to the new year. Many years ago, I read the novel I Know This Much Is True by author Wally Lamb. It is a searing family saga centering on the lives of twin boys growing up in the second half of the 20th century. The writer explores both the inimitable bonds and the inevitable shackles of twins. In doing so, the author illuminates the duality of human nature. Mr. Lamb's vision is filled with pain, madness, struggle, but ultimately peace, by the acceptance of life on life's terms by the book's central character, the surviving twin. The future? Enjoy every grape. Happy New Year. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.